Our scripture text is on the back of your bulletin. This week it is from the New Living Translation. We don't use the New Living Translation a lot, simply because it's not quite, it doesn't pretend to be exactly accurate. What it is an attempt by many, many scholars, and there are a lot of scholars that worked on this. It's an attempt to put into the language of today the scriptures with the thoughts. It's a translation by thought of what it's about rather than word for word. There are other translations that we use that are word for word, for instance, the New King James or the King James or the New International Version, NIV, or the New American Standard Bible, NASB. These are all really an attempt to go word for word, but this is thought for thought. So, Romans the 13th chapter. This is all the more urgent for you to know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Now, when we first believed means when we first made a decision to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not when we first believed our salvation might come. It's when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Because we all belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sensual promiscuity and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. And may the Lord add his blessing to our reading of his word and of our hearing of it. Well, let me ask you this. What are your favorite childhood memories of church? Think back on that a little bit. Was it wearing your Sunday best, going with your family to Sunday school and worship? Maybe coming here, maybe going to another church. Was it learning about Jesus? Was it memorizing John 3:16 and Psalm 23? You have these memories? Are these good memories? Is that what you remember? Was it maybe practicing for the Christmas program and hoping, or maybe not hoping, for the role of Mary and Jesus in that play? Christian Education Sunday. This is the one Sunday of the year, but this very special Sunday is our highlight today of the teaching and training programs of the church. The things that we think back on and remember, or remember even now. This observance of a special Sunday for Christian education calls the church, the people of God, to be open to growth and learning as disciples of Jesus Christ, learners. Christian Education Sunday is a perfect time for us to honor many people who have modeled God's love every day. And that's educational. We don't say enough, but to all of our teachers and leaders of all of the past, and to you who are leading now in any or all of the teaching and training here at Boscadale Baptist Church, teaching of how we are to live out our life in Christ, we say a great big love you in Christ and thank you. And I'd like to just pause for a moment of prayer of thanksgiving. Loving God, thank you for the people who by word and by example have taught us and continue to teach us what it means to be followers of Christ. In His name, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, here's more news about today. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. This present moment in which you now live is like the dawn of a new day. Romans 13:11, the first verse of our scripture. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Wake up today. Have you ever thought of it this way? That salvation is like resurrection from the dead. Another passage in this letter that Paul wrote to the Christians in the church in Rome, in Romans 6:23, he says, the wages of sin is death. And so as we're sinning, we're dying. We're dying. And Paul wrote this to the Ephesian church. Well, he also wrote it to the Bosque Hill Baptist Church. You were dead in transgressions and sins. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Salvation is like a resurrection from the dead. By justification and regeneration, Christ gave and continues to give a person who was dead in sins new birth that arises and lives through the rest of all of the days of your life here on earth, and then culminates in eternal life. And this is what happens at the time of your conversion. You die to the sinful life and you receive your first resurrection. You come alive in the here and now as you receive salvation. This death to sin and being made alive in Christ is represented, is pictured in your baptism. As Paul explains in Ephesians 2:5, that a part of which I've already read to you about, you were dead in transgressions, but he says, God made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And it's been a little while since we've had a baptism here, but you probably remember baptisms. I remember baptisms. Take a person, put them under the water, buried with Christ in baptism. They go completely into a position of death and then raised to newness of life. That's a baptism picture. Our new life in Christ is indeed like the dawning of a new day. Well, let me illustrate it this way. A person made alive in Christ who does not grasp the opportunity to begin to live for Christ and live for Him every day thereafter is sort of like a person who sleeps on a little longer after his or her alarm clock went off the first time. You know, believe. But they hit the snooze button. This new day, this new life that dawned, and they decided, well, I'm going to wait on it a little while. I'm not going to start this whole idea of living for Christ. I'm not going to come alive. So they hit the snooze button for a little longer. And I hate to say it, but this is what happens. They believe that sleeping a little longer, and of course they're sleeping still in their sin, is preferable, somehow they think this, to getting on up and getting with it for their new day, for their new life. And that's just an illustration using the alarm clock and the snooze button and all that, but it almost shows this like it is with some people. And I'll suggest this is a, a great reality to point out on this day, Christian Education Sunday. We look to one of our great teachers, Paul. He gives us this scriptural teaching, Ephesians 5:14. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." So, we must deal with the now in your life. And all of the scripture of the New Testament says loud and clear to us, now is the time to let Jesus Christ be Lord of your life. And every day, it's now, once again. Wake up to live for Christ. You know, a standard and cherished very old saying is, there's no time like the present. You know, that actually first appeared in an anonymous piece of writing in 1562. It was amplified in a book called Proverbs Exemplified by John Trussler in 1790. He said, no time like the present. 1,000 unforeseen circumstances may interrupt you at a future time. No time like the present. Deal with the present. So, clothe yourselves at the present with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's verse 14 in our text. Going back to our illustration, receiving salvation as an awakening to a new day, just about the first thing that almost anybody does is to put on clothes for a new day. Another illustration. The old evil deeds, the sins of a person's life before he or she becomes a Christian, are like old clothes. They're old clothes of when you become a Christian, they're the old clothes of the day before that need to be discarded. And now new, attractive clothing for the day is consciously selected. And I know a person who does just that. As a first thing on rising in the morning, there is the conscious selection of new, attractive clothing for the day. Let that teach our hearts. In Ephesians and Colossians, two epistles that Paul wrote a few years later than the one to the Romans, he developed his idea. Ephesians 4:22-24, there's a little more to this, but these three verses. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And then he developed it even further in the next verses from verse 25 on through 32. But to the Colossian church, and he wrote this, Colossians 3, and this is 1 through 17, but I'm only going to read verses 9 and 10. Because that's the central thought of it there, of taking off and putting on. He writes there, you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Now, this concept is very important for our physical day-to-day lives and for our spiritual lives. The change to a new garment, to a new look. That becomes the believer's job. It needs to be a complete change. You don't need to have any of the filthy old clothes that you had as an unsaved person or that you had in your sin yesterday. Those don't look good on one who has been saved. And Paul is very plain spoken about that necessity. He says, don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. Don't even let yourself think about those. Anyone who expects to live the Christian life for a day, for a moment, with only partial allegiance to Jesus Christ is wrong. is in trouble, doesn't understand. That person is as ridiculous and off base as one dressed partly in good, washed, clean clothes and partly in dirty, already worn clothes. I hope you're getting the picture. Jesus must be Lord of all, or in reality, he is not Lord at all. You've heard that. Luke records Jesus himself saying this, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" So what we do or what we say in the present time is always an expectation to have put on and to wear the good clothing of our salvation. But I think we admit to each other and we admit to God, sometimes I stumble and I rip my clothes. They're not quite as good looking as they were when I first put them on. You admit to that, don't you? It's a truth. You have those really good intentions and you just don't know why, but you have an occasional stumble. Well, here's why. I have the answer. Satan, the prince of temptation. You see, Satan may sneak up on your blind side and trip up any Christian who does not have any intention or any plan to continue in the pleasures of sin. Slips up on you and does something. But when he wins a little, take heart. Because when a truly born-again Christian, you know, Christians who receive each new day and each new time as a renewal of salvation, do stumble just a bit, what you do is you fall toward Christ, and he gives you forgiveness. Now, that's God's grace as he opens the closet of those new clothes that are always there for you and lets you put them on again. But, and I have a capital B on that but, those who in their minds and in their hearts expect to be Christians and then they plan or they intend to go on sinning are deceived. They're already deceived about their condition. They're deceiving others. 1 John 1:6 and 1:10. 1:6, if we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. And then verse 10, if we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word is not in us. You see, when any person believes in the knowledge of Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Lordship of that same Christ, God gives them that wardrobe of new and beautiful clothes for them to change into and to wear that day. And every time you wake up in the morning, you got the new clothes of salvation. That is, God forgives and forgets past sins. Again, in a spiritual, scriptural insight, the Apostle Paul gives this to the Roman church in Romans 8:9. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But believers need to forget the sins also, just like God does. Past sins should not be any barrier to putting on new clothes and living for Christ. That's what he wrote to the Philippian church, Paul did. Philippians 3:13 and 14. Forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead, I pursue as my goal the prize promised by God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus. Oh, and I need to point out another aspect of this changing of clothing from the old to the new. Paul says, verse 12, remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Night and day, darkness and light, these are metaphors for Satan and Christ, the flesh and the spirit. The shining armor of light represents the qualities of character with which Christians should equip themselves for protection and to battle for Christ against evil. You know this. You experience it often. Satan is relentless in his attacks of temptation. Thus the need for protection. And over in Ephesians, Paul explains this image of shining armor, describing in Ephesians 6 the armor of the Christian soldier. Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. And you know that. But because we belong to the day, he writes in verse 13 of our text, because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. The way Christians ought to appear has been depicted as putting on new clothes, putting on the shining armor of light that is Christ and Christ's side against Satan. That's what we are to look for or to look like. So all the world looks and sees the shining light in our lives. The armor is shining. Then we're to do what verse 13 says. A Christian is to live a decent life, which means we are to put on a good appearance, our new salvation clothing, our shining armor. We're to put all of that into action to live a decent life. Other translations use several words other than decent lives. Illustrating this concept can be said in many ways, and they all mean the same. Waking up to a new day. We're to live honestly, properly, appropriately, becomingly, the right way, in right living. All of these mean the same because we are living in the light of day for all to observe and all to make a decision about what it is that we're doing. The no time like the present, the new day of salvation, clothes day, the living out a decent life, that kind of Christian is open in the day, out there, for all to see. And I have to tell you, there's much more to be said on this idea and the how of the Christian life of the day in today's light as the first day of your life. And there's the content of verse 13 that goes on to describe another kind of day, dark days, another kind of life. And some say, well, you know, parties, drinking, promiscuity, some immorality, looking at something I don't have but would like to have, a bit of jealousy because I don't. I don't know, someone says, seems like some fun to me. I just want to be happy. Oh my goodness. The truth is, an unsaved person can never be fully happy. Believe me, the only way to be happy is to accept the Lordship of Christ. Augustine, great Christian of centuries ago, said, Thou hast made us for Thyself, O God, and our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee. The satisfactions of this world can no more satisfy the longings of the soul than hog's food could satisfy the needs of the prodigal son. Just didn't do it, and he had to go back. God's prophet Isaiah gave us the word of the Lord in this. In Isaiah 48:22, says, There is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord. He's writing, saying, this is what the Lord says. And not only an unsaved person, a backslider can never be truly happy. And that is until he or she quits sliding backwards and wakes up to repentance and God's forgiveness, because that's there. Professing Christians who try to compromise are the most miserable of all people. They have too much religion to enjoy the world's pleasure and are too worldly to experience the joys of a fully consecrated Christian. That type of person is like the man I read about who in the Civil War, he wanted to proclaim his neutrality, so he wore a blue coat and gray pants. Well, The Confederates shot him in the coat and the Yankees shot him in the britches. Neutrality with reference to Jesus Christ is not neutrality. It's denial. Jesus said so very explicitly, Matthew 12:30. Anyone who is not with me is against me. And anyone who does not gather with me scatters. On the other hand, a consecrated Christian is thoroughly happy and sees no happiness in that 13th verse or any other lists of deceptive sins. Obviously, they're deceptive because so many think those things are what's going to make them happy. But the Beatitudes describe the characteristics of a citizen of God's kingdom, of a Christian disciple. Jesus calls these people blessed, or some versions say, happy are the meek. Happy are those who endure the punishment for the sake of Christ. In the upper room, Jesus washed the disciples' feet, and he spoke to them about accepting his lordship and serving others in his name. He said, if you know these things, you will be happy if you do them. Well, just think for a moment of the most consecrated Christian that you know. Are those people not the happiest people that you know? Better yet, I just say prove it all by your own experience. Joy, J-O-Y, is Jesus and you, J and the Y, with nothing in between. The O, the zero. Joy. So now is the time. If you're not preparing to live, you're living now. You need to know that. The dawn has come. The day of opportunity is now. Paul writes, since you know the time, it's already the hour for you to wake up from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Salvation refers to all that God has done, is doing, and will do for believers. Salvation, justification, and regeneration is past. Salvation, glorification, the eternal state that we are going to live in, is future. And Paul expected Christ to return at any time, and this is the way he addressed his life. But so should we. Christians should be ready any day to greet the coming of Christ. The only day in which people have the opportunity to accept Christ and serve him is a day before he comes. Any day that he is coming to end the age, or before he comes to them in death. So now is the time to prepare for life after death. Remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes. Put on the shining armor of right living. Every day, put on the Lord Jesus Christ.